You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Wanted Wardrobe are hosting a fashion show this Friday with blind and partially sighted models. The show will highlight some of the designer brands and clothing stocked by the store, and it will raise money for their local sight loss charity, Vista. We're joined by Tilly and model Sam Ball to learn more. Hi Tilly and Sam, thanks so much for joining us.
Hiya.
Hi.
So Tilly, can you give us some background to Wanted Wardrobe?
So we opened in July last year, and we are a pre-loved boutique that sells all sorts of brands from New Look, River Island, all the way up to Karen Millen, Ted Baker, anywhere in between. We have a price range that's quite wide as well, depending on different brands and whether it's been donated or we've bought the stock in. We are open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 till 5, and we are on 5B Clapgun Street in Castle Donington.
And where did the idea for this fashion show come from?
We wanted to do a fashion show since we started the shop in July, but we didn't know when to do it, how to do it, or where to do it. And we went to a PR event in London in October and was lucky enough to be scouted by a primetime BBC TV production company that wanted to take our story to air. At the moment, we're not allowed to say which TV show that is, but it will be announced on our Facebook page. So they asked us if we had any events coming up or anything interesting that we could showcase for the VT. And that's when we were prompted to start our fashion show and took off from there.
And how did you find the models for the show?
So we've started up a sight loss support group in Castle Donington, because there isn't any local support groups. It's very chilled and laid back. It's not where we always talk about sight and things like that. We talk about ourselves, we meet new people, and we've had a couple of them so far, and that's actually how I met Sam.
Yeah, Sam, can you tell us why you wanted to be involved in the fashion show?
Yeah, so coming along to these sight support groups, meeting Tilly, we got speaking about it. She asked me if I'd be interested in doing a bit of modelling. Just helped to raise awareness and raise some money to charity. So yeah, it just seemed like a really good thing to get involved in, something that I'd never done before, totally out of my comfort zone. So yeah, quite keen to give it a try.
And how have you been preparing? Are you feeling nervous or are you more excited?
A bit of both. I'd say it's more nerves. But no, Tilly makes me feel really comfortable. So I've been in the shop a few times, tried a few bits on. She's really outgoing, really easy to get along with. So probably more excited now.
And Tilly, have you kind of worked with each model's individual style to choose something that suits them? Or did you have kind of the outfits in mind that you wanted to showcase?
So I've had each model in individually so that they could see their outfits separately and do it without feeling uncomfortable. They've all got different personalities, different facial features, different looks about them. So I got them to try loads on to see what colours they suited best. So Ellen, our model, looks really good in bright greens. So quite a lot of her outfits have got bright green in. Libby looks good in green as well, but we've kind of gone more for prints with Libby to bring her out of her comfort zone because she doesn't really wear print a lot. Beth lives in Cyprus, so she's got quite a tanned complexion. So we went for more muted colours for her so that they stood out. And we keep telling Samuel he's wearing black, but he's actually not. He's wearing like bright pink trousers. And so we've kept everyone's personality and made sure they still feel comfortable in what they're wearing, but also kind of gone with what I would put together. So if you look on our Instagram and Facebooks, I put things together that wouldn't normally go together or colours that clash. So like pinks and greens. I like to make things pop and have lots of bright colours so that it stands out. One section of our runway is a fashion designer has designed a range of outfits for us, specifically tailored for partially sighted and blind people. So we suggested to put buttons on the tops and the bottoms that match. So some of them are circular shaped, some of them have got heart shapes, flower shapes, and then hand in hand when they're in a wardrobe or hanging on a rail, someone that's totally blind or partially sighted can feel the buttons to know that they match in their wardrobe so that they can put them on without worrying about if they match or they don't match.
And Sam, how would you describe your current fashion style?
Well, to be honest, I don't really choose my own clothes that often these days, so I've got no sight at all now. So for me, it's just whatever feels comfortable. So I don't really pick anything like based on color. But obviously, that's Tilly's thing. She's a stylist, so whatever I'm putting, I trust. Unless it is some pink jeans with flowery patterns on, then I'm all right, I think.
And what do you think about this experience is kind of the most unfamiliar or challenging to you?
So for me, it's just being in front of people. So at the moment, since I lost my sight, I've become like quite isolated. So it's just getting myself back out there in front of people. Makes you feel a lot more comfortable that you're doing it with people that are sort of sharing a similar experience and going through a similar thing. That's what's good about the support group as well. Everybody's sort of in the same boat.
And what are your hopes for the evening, Tilly?
Every model that's attending, so we've got four of them. Even Libby Clegg is a Paralympian, but she's never done catwalk modelling. So all four of them, it's something completely different for them. It's a new experience, just a fun experience, something for us all to get involved in. And majority of the audience are local people that come in the shop all the time. They're family friends. They've all paid to be here, and they're all wanting to listen and enjoy the show. So it's really comforting to know that it's not going to make anyone uncomfortable because everyone wants to be there and they want to support us. So it's going to be fun. And hopefully, we get a lot more awareness of Vista, people with sight loss.
I
We're doing
guess.
it because we genuinely care and we genuinely want to support people with sight loss. And it's something that's close to our hearts. It's not something that we're doing to try and get publicity from. It is genuinely something that we really, really are passionate about. So, with that coming hand in hand with supporting sight loss and being able to raise money for them and helping people like Sam to come out and not feel as isolated, it's just incredible the feeling of supporting people and helping people instead of just being a shop and just earning money to live, essentially. It's nice to have that extra validation.
I guess so. Even if it gets the word out, gets a few more people interested and get to know about the support group, if it gets a few more people there, they can meet like-minded people, come to terms with their own sight loss, know that there is a support group out there for people.
And the show is now sold out. It sold out really quickly. But you're hosting some other events in the future, so how can people come along to those?
Yeah, so on the 20th, the day after, from 10 until 4, we have a party where there'll be a DJ, free fizz, some nibbles and cakes, where you can come along and see the exclusive offers that were on the night of the fashion show. So they're continuing into the next day. And unless all the exclusive stock's sold out, we'll have the exclusive summer stock and special offers such as discounts. And then hopefully we're going to do another fashion show. Like I say, because it was so popular, we want to do one in the autumn winter transition and hopefully have it at a bigger venue so we can have more people, we can raise more awareness, and lots more people can come.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Tilly Dowler and Sam Ball, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the Wanted Wardrobe fashion show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.